Welcome, folks. This is the first of many Popcorn Fizz podcasts.
With Matt.
And Matt.
Hi.
Maybe this is C. Lark.
C. Lark. Matty C. Lark.
Matty C. Lark. And this is Matty T. Reynolds.
Popcorn Fizz.
Popcorn Fizz. You know, basically, I think we have our Twitter account where we say it's two dudes who watch movies.
Help you make better decisions on what to watch in your future.
And this is why it's great, because it sounds like we have two kind of different viewpoints on movies.
So for our first edition of Popcorn Fizz, we decided to bring you guys our top five movies.
Yes.
This was a challenge.
It was a challenge to us.
For Matt and myself, because it's almost damn near impossible to pick your top five
all
movies.
Time. You know, it's almost like you have to break them up, like top five dramas, top five comedies, top five British, top five popcorn cheeseball movies, you know.
That's the thing. Every time I was asking people, I was like, you know, hey, what are your top five? They're like, whoa.
Hold on.
Like, of all time, top five, like, you mean top five comedies, top five horror movies, top five, you know, is it a top five because I can watch it 100 times?
Or is it entertaining?
Or, you know, is it a good quality picture? So Matt and I started talking about, we were just talking about Citizen Kane. And, you know, when I took some film classes back in college, it was like Citizen Kane is...
best movie of all time.
Yeah. Like...
you can't top this.
Right up there with Spartacus, like... you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, just...
yeah.
It was...
that's it. That's what you're trying to achieve as a future filmmaker.
Right. And now it's like, okay, well, Citizen Kane is really, really boring and, like, shot...
to you.
From a lot of low angles and...
sure. Well, I think that was it with Citizen Kane. It was, like, doing things differently back in the day. Like,
right.
No one had ever done before. Like, I always pictured movies back then. It was kind of like a play on the screen. And I think it was doing a lot of different things with the camera and deep focus and blah, blah, blah. So...
yeah.
Anyway, I think that's what... why everybody's like, oh, you know, because when it came out, it was panned. Like, this is a terrible movie. And then I think years went by and they were like, man, this is the best. Like, if you go on AFI's, like, film database, that's, like, the number one movie.
Right, right. And it's not, that wouldn't even be on my list.
Right.
But then, you know, I'm a personal fan of Guy Ritchie films. Snatch, I love Snatch.
I love Snatch, too.
That could be on my list. When you compare that to Citizen Kane, it's like, you know, Snatch is cool. Snatch is not a bad movie by any means, you know, but is it? Does it have this? You know, it wasn't groundbreaking. People weren't like,
right,
"Holy cow!
Oh my
Snatch
gosh.
Is like the best movie of all time. You need to watch this if you're going to be making films later." And, you know, it's very British. It's got the British style the whole way through, and it's cool. I mean, Lock Stock's
Lock
up there.
Stock, you know, I kind of like all of Guy Ritchie myself.
I haven't seen Revolver.
Revolver. That's with Andre 3000, right?
No, that was Rock and Roller. Revolver's with the Transporter, Jason Statham.
Yeah, but Revolver has Andre 3000.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, he's like, it's actually, I mean, it's the same style, I think.
Right.
I mean, I should definitely go back and look, but he's got the same style of film. Rock and Roller was a good movie, too.
Yeah, Rock and Roller
was
good.
Yeah. So that's our point. Like, how do you narrow down your top five? Like, how can you do it? Is there a way? Do you have to break it down in different categories, subcategories?
I think you have to. It's
got to
be categories, and then even, subcategories. Like,
okay, do I need 90s comedy? What's my favorite 90s? And then what's my favorite 1999 comedy?
I mean, like Super Troopers, you know, we were talking Super Troopers, Dumb and Dumber, you know? Super Troopers is one of my favorites. You'd say that Dumb and Dumber is one of yours. Is it a good picture? I mean, you know, by film...
standards?
If we're holding Citizen Kane to the, you know, then no, Dumb and Dumber is just a stupid cheeseball comedy.
With terrible music.
Who directed that one? Was that the brothers? They did Stuck on You and...
the Farrelly Brothers.
Farrelly Brothers. So, and that's, you know, a lot of their stuff is kind of shticky and, you know... something about Mary, like, you know.
No, yeah, it's stupid humor, very lowbrow.
And that's how a lot of the Broken Lizard films are, too.
I like, have to agree with that one.
Like, stupid, and but it's...
or Beer Fest?
You know, even... yeah. Okay, so I don't think Anchorman would be on my list, but that's when, you know, anymore, when you hear people describe a comedy, what's your favorite comedy right now? They're like, well, I hated this movie until somebody made me watch it three times.
Yeah.
And then, now I love it.
And now I know every joke that I didn't get the first time that I thought was stupid. And right. I'm like, oh, that's hilarious. So, yeah.
And is my dad brought up a good point, too. Then is one of the genres and then a subgenre from there my top five, because no matter what I'm doing, if it's on, I can watch it, have a great time, get some popcorn, crack a soda, and just enjoy.
Enjoy the film.
Yeah.
Enjoy the film.
And does that make it a good movie?
Right.
Because it's...
And it should. You want, like, don't you want to be entertained watching a film? I mean, isn't that the ultimate goal here?
Right.
Entertainment? I mean, it is an entertaining. I mean, I guess if you go there to cry, a Broken Lizard movie or a Dumb and Dumber style is probably not the best film.
Yeah, if you're looking for an emotional attachment like to a character and
you're right.
watching somebody develop and then
yeah.
you know, lose it and to get it all right back, you know, Rocky status. I hate Rocky movies, but everybody loves, you know, Sly. Sure. Like,
I kind of forgot it. You know, the one thing that always stands out to me in Rocky movies is if you've ever watched a heavyweight boxing match, that's not how they go down.
How they do in the Rocky movies?
Yeah, it is a slugfest. Nobody gets knocked out. They're taking the beating and blah, blah, blah. You know, Rocky's definitely not in my top five, but I could be entertained by him.
Well, and that's
you know
the
I mean?
Thing is it's in a lot of people's top five. You know, he wrote it.
Right.
Sylvester Stallone
wrote
it.
Well, the first Rocky, sure. You know, Rocky III, eh.
Well, then, you know, now he's got old Rocky, like, right. I'm out of money. Let's bring us, like, you know. Hey, we need the Governator back.
Yeah,
like,
no, I...
Expendables 2. Well, that's the other thing. You had mentioned that a movie is supposed to entertain you. At what point, you know, you and I have had lengthy discussions about, you know, I love Independence Day.
Right.
Will
you
Smith.
You did say that.
Bill Pullman.
Sure.
I think it's great. But, you know, you had mentioned that it's not your favorite because it's so cheeseball, you know? And it's like...
So it's cheese ball.
Super cheese, I think, is where I left off. Yeah.
But that's, yeah, you know, you and I, what point does the entertainment value supersede the artistic value?
Now, Independence Day, if you're like, man, I love that movie. It puts me in a great mood. I am thoroughly entertained after watching that. Then I think mission accomplished, you know? That's a great summer popcorn movie. Man, if you're looking at it, and I haven't, to be honest, looked at it from an artistic point of view, then I might have a different point of view. But who cares? If you're entertained, eating your popcorn, drinking your soda, I'd say mission accomplished.
Right, but at which point then is the movie, and that's, you know, out of a top five, is it my, you know, another, somebody even mentioned, what could we do top five bad movies?
Absolutely,
like,
yeah, of course.
It was enjoyable, and I really liked it, but as far as a movie goes,
right.
you know, you and I have talked about, you know, Michael Bay films and...
Jerry Bruckheimer for me.
Yeah, and what was the National Treasure?
National Treasure.
Just things like, it's like, hey, here's this impossible 300-year-old mystery that nobody's been able to figure out, and oh, the nerd guy just happened to read, you know, an article about it 2 days ago, and
oh,
just,
and the bad guy knows about it, too.
Right,
and it's
he's
like,
there,
boom, boom,
and,
boom, yeah.
And it's going, and it flows, I mean, but it's not...
But it's an entertain. Like, I just watched that recently, and it's an entertaining movie.
Yeah.
Even if it is just like, okay, like a certain acts of coincidences have to keep happening.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at the end of the day, I was like, oh, I was entertained.
Yeah. And it's,
but I'm not going to say it's going to win best movie of the century.
Right. I was going to look up AFI's top 100. We'll do that for another segment, another podcast.
Absolutely.
Popcorn
Fizz podcast.
Popcorn Fizz. The other thing, when they just move along that quickly and, you know, everything just is, you're never concerned for the, you don't get the feeling that the good guy isn't going to make it. You know, I was telling you about Green Lantern. It's like the whole time you're like, oh, okay, Green Lantern's got this in the bag. Like, you're never afraid of
anything.
Yeah, there's no going to lose. So, I mean, you know, then when we were talking about, Evil Dead movies.
Right.
And
I mean, I would never say that's going to make AFI's top 1,000 movies. You
Evil
know what
Dead?
I mean? Yeah, Evil Dead 2, anyway. I don't know about the new remake. Haven't seen it yet.
Right.
But, you know, Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness, those aren't exactly top-notch. But, I, you know, when I watch Evil Dead 2, I know it's stupid.
Right.
I know it's campy horror. But it's funny. It's entertaining.
Right.
Now, I could put it in front of someone else and they're like, what are you doing? This is not good. And, you know, to a point, I've got to agree with them. But I do love it. I just bought the DVD. So I'm looking forward to sharing that with you, actually.
Perfect. I still haven't seen it. I've only seen the Army of Darkness.
And Army of Darkness has taken up another notch of cheese ball, to be honest with you. So
right. And so, I mean, as we wrap up here in our closing minutes, you know, I guess that's what, to summarize today's podcast, I think it's, you know, can someone have a top five all-time across the board, these are my favorite movies ever?
Yeah.
I don't think you can do that.
I don't think you can, unless you've only seen five movies. Then right? That's about it. Because right? Otherwise, you know, I was looking at the list I put together, and I came up with like 20. And I was like, you know, I just remembered this one. I love that movie. And then, I just remember this one.
What makes it, what supersedes that?
Right.
Because when you had said, well, if I got to do top five, I have to pull this one off the list
right.
and replace it with this one. But which one do I pull off the list? Because where does this go? Because I love All Dogs Go to Heaven. That might be one of my top five. I also love Ferngully. That might be one of my top five. But every time it's like, okay, I've got one slot for cartoons.
Right.
Which one can I put in there? Aladdin? I don't know. That might be one of my top five too.
Right.
And it's like, well, and then what?
Well, so you also need like cartoon, top five cartoon movies, I guess.
Yeah.
So there's just, it's hard. It's a hard task that we gave ourselves and we failed miserably.
We did. And I think that at least I hope if nothing else, it sparks some ideas about, you know, when people listen to the podcast, they're like, you know, wait, what are my top, holy cow, Matt and Matt were right. Yeah, like my list is growing and ever changing. And, you know, when you watch a new movie, does that mean like, you know, okay, I just watched this movie for the first time and I thought it was awesome. It was an amazing movie, but I have, you know, I don't own the DVD, so can it be on my list?
Right.
It's like,
good point, yeah.
You know.
I hear you. Well, we've knocked that debate out. You can't knock down five movies that are your favorite all the time. You just can't. That's why AFI comes out with a top 100.
Right.
And they break theirs up, too.
Right.
Top comedies. So.
Right.
Anyway, that's our first Popcorn Fizz podcast. I hope we're interesting enough that you'll continue to tune in, and we'll keep you posted on further podcasts.
And hopefully avoid some of those films that would not be on your top five.
Yeah.
Or if you reconsider
and I think,
what...
I think where we're going to go with this podcast is maybe we'll discuss individual films, or who knows? I mean, we're just...
Well, and something that I want to do in the future is the 6 degrees of separation in films. You know,
sure.
That guy was in this movie, and turns out she was in that movie, and that director produced that,
sure.
But he also wrote this, and in that movie, this guy did here.
See, Lark, it is our podcast.
Right? I like it.
We can do whatever we want.
All right, well, thanks for tuning in.
Until
next week, this is Matt and Matt on Popcorn Fizz.
See ya.